Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast, the number one podcast in performing arts. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and this is still season five, the season of the woman. This episode is a special episode. Instead of interviewing women separately, I attended a women's empowerment event in Hollywood. I was invited by Jose Beltran of WPSEvents.com. The event started off with the Star Spangled Banner, and we're going to do the same thing here. You might hear my voice change just a little. Jose, can you see?
By the dawn's early light, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
First up on this amazing women's panel is Diamond Singson. She's not a diamond in the rough because she has manners, she has education, and she has style. Let's listen in.
Quite honored to be here tonight. I hope that I can shed some light with my very simple story. You see, we women are built to last and to nurture this world. Now listen to this. The only reason that we should remind ourselves of our weaknesses is to keep humility inside us. Otherwise, listen to this. We should not fear the unfamiliar. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Exactly. As we flourish in life, as we succeed, we acquire a lot of so-called fans. And they consist of the good ones, and of course, the very famous bad ones, right? They try to pull us down, right?
Yeah.
So who are those bad ones? They are your haters, your detractors. You hear gossip around you everywhere, right? All the negativities. Will you give in to that?
No.
You are your own champion and failure in this lifetime.
So we caught up with her backstage, and let's let her introduce herself.
Diamond Singson. It's my real name. It's not my alias. Everybody thought it's my alias.
It's a great name, though.
I know. It's from my father. My father said, that, what's in a name? It's his wisdom.
Right. But when you went up, you spoke from your heart.
It's from
my heart. Even me as an entrepreneur as well, you have your doubts and stuff. And then listening to you, if you can do it, I can do it. So you actually inspired me tonight as well.
Thank you so
much. So I appreciate
much.
That.
You know, I was telling everybody it's probably from my overly confidence. But it worked for me.
It's from experience.
It's from experience. It worked for me. If I wasn't confident enough, believing in myself.
I saw how you were with this girl here, how you're nurturing her and giving her a positive.
Yeah.
You're paying it forward. I love doing
I'm
that.
I'm paying it forward. That's what I promised Jesus Christ.
There you go. Because when I say some kid on my podcast, he just needs a little bit of what you just said. A little bit of you can do it. And they written me letters and saying they did it and they took my advice. And how does that make you feel inside when somebody does that?
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
So that's what he wants me to do for others.
Exactly.
So I came from a very poor family. We did so much hard work just to finish our schooling, me and my siblings.
Yeah, but you still did more than most people do who actually have the privilege of going and they go and screw it up.
I have no choice. My only choice was to become better from all the poverty that I went through.
Right.
Being around Diamond in person is simply amazing. I felt so good being around her. She's so nice. She's so sweet. She's so nurturing. Diamond Singson, S-I-N-G-S-O-N, Facebook, Instagram. Look her up. Moving on to the next amazing woman.
This lady has her own radio show on KPFK, Pamela Anchang from The Immigrant Magazine.
I want to talk about why it's important that you bet on yourself. I'm the oldest child of six children in a country called Cameroon. One day I woke up and I was just so fed up with what was going on around me. And I felt that the country was not going to accommodate my dreams, my ambitions as a woman, or as a person. And I went up to my dad and I said, Dad, I want to leave Cameroon. And he said to me, where do you want to go? I said, the United States. He said, why? I said, well, it looks like it's the place where everyone goes for opportunity. I had no clue what I was doing, and I just said, I'm going to bet on myself to do this. I had no one to sponsor me, but by the grace of God and hard work and planning, I was able to leave Cameroon. And I told my dad, I said, someday you'll bless the day I showed up and said, Dad, give me your blessing to leave Cameroon. And now, 20-something years later, my dad tells me, I blessed the day you left Cameroon, because we are now all six of us here. He's here. My mom's here. They're citizens. They're contributing. They're doing amazing work here. So it's one of those stories where I took a chance on myself. So I really just want to emphasize that women astronauts, that women doing all kinds of things, do not be afraid. When I was growing up, I was told, if you got to a certain level of education, no man will want to marry you. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No man will want to marry you. Well, you know what, though? If someone really loves you, they'll marry you for who you are. So don't hold back your dreams and ambitions because you want someone to marry you. Okay?
Yes,
so be yourself.
To find out more information on this amazing woman, go to immigrantmagazine.com. On Instagram, it's Pam and Chang, PamAnchang. And we'll have links in the description area for all these amazing speakers. All right, next up is...
She flew in from San Francisco to be here with us tonight. Virgelina Vicky Contreras.
Thank you so much. I am very, very happy to be here, okay? My name is Vicky Contreras. I'm from Mexico. Voy a comentar un poquito de lo que ha sido mi trayectoria para poder llegar a estar aquí frente a todos ustedes.
She's going to talk tonight about what her life has been up to now to be here in front of you today.
Para mí es un honor poder estar aquí. Muchísimas gracias por haberme invitado y haber pensado en mí.
For her tonight, it's an honor to be here in front of you, and thank you very much for inviting her.
Desde muy niña, yo ya sabía qué era lo que yo quería hacer.
Since she was a little girl, she always knew what she wanted to be.
Y era ser escritora.
She wanted to be a writer.
Cuando llegué a este país, tenía 19 años.
She was 19 when she arrived here in LA.
Y es algo muy difícil llegar a un país que no conoces culturas, el lenguaje.
And it's very hard to come to a country that you don't know the culture nor the language.
Pero yo sabía lo que quería hacer y eso ya estaba en mi mente y eso no me iba a parar.
And she already knew what she wanted to do, so nothing was going to stop her, nothing was going to get in her way.
So not only does she write, she created a film company called Ella Film Productions, and she started making her own films.
Película de nosotros llamada Frontera.
And her film was called Frontiers.
Fue la número uno en el festival.
Was
ganó
the number one.
Todas las demás. ¿Quién dijo que no se puede?
Who said you can't do it?
Cuando una puerta se cierra,
every time we've heard that when one door closes, another door opens.
Pero muchas veces nos quedamos mirando tanto esta puerta que está cerrada.
But sometimes we just focus on the door that closed.
Que no vemos la magnitud de oportunidades que tenemos afuera.
But we don't see the magnitude of all the other opportunities on the other end.
Y ese es el punto, es salir a la calle.
The point is to go out.
Viendo todas las oportunidades que podemos alcanzar.
To see all the opportunities that we are able to reach.
This lady is a super entrepreneur. Films, writing, she even has a beauty line. To find out more information about that, just go to virgelina.com, V-I-R-G-E-L-I-N-A.com. Our next amazing guest is...
Trish Steele.
There's nothing better than overcoming something that you thought would bring you down and make nothing out of you. You know, as a little girl, I lost my father at 5. I lost my hearing at 5. I was bullied all through school because I had a speech impairment, because I had no self-esteem. I was going through so many things in my life, but somebody encouraged me. That was my grandmother. She said to me, "You are special," and that stuck in me. That gave me the drive to be who I am today.
And who she is today is somebody who's celebrating the 20th anniversary of something called Safe Passage Heals. Just go to www.safepassagehills.org to find out more information about what this amazing woman does. Next up on this Women Empowerment panel is Dr. Petra Dieter. She's a film director and a social impact builder, victim to hero. Let's listen in.
You are not a female artist, you are an artist. You're not a female writer, you are a writer. Putting a female in front of what we do actually undermine our work. It's not giving us anything more. Now, if we women believe that we are being treated less than and that we want the world to treat us the same, then let's not label ourselves differently. The label female actually is more dividing than uniting. So that, thank you. And if you have something that you feel passionate about, you know, skill set you can get, you can learn, you can bring in people that work with you, that bring the skill set, you can get the qualification, you can find the resources. It may be difficult, but if you are passionate about it, you'll figure out the how. Not worry about the how, let's worry about whether that's something you're passionate about. So, if there's something that you are passionate about, I have this question for you. If it's not you, then who? Thank you.
You can find more about Petra Dieter, D-E-E-T-E-R, on Facebook or go to victimtohero.com. The next speaker up is Lindsay Rose from the International Film Festival.
To be here is just so surreal. So I've been in the film industry now for about 7 years. I've been on a board. I was on the board for a film festival back home in Kansas City where I felt like our job as creating film festivals is to give people a platform so they can tell their stories as to what's going on in their countries and all over the world. I was with the Universal Film Festival for 7 years, and every year, year after year, I would go to the board of the directors and I'd say, hey, what do you think about this idea? How about we do things this way? Everything seemed to fall off deaf ears. So it was a man, unfortunately, but great friend of mine. But nonetheless, it seemed like I felt like if he had come up with some of these ideas that I wanted to implement, it would be nonetheless okay. Bring you up to speed, I got offered something out here in California, and I came out here and I partnered with a company called RevShare Films. And it's a platform for independent filmmakers to have their voices actually be heard and people can actually see what's going on. So it's a platform for motivational speakers, influencers, everybody within the music industry as well, and authors. It's interesting because for me, anything that's motivational is important. I'm a brain cancer survivor. So all the odds, all the cards were stacked against me and everything in my life, right? And all I want to do is help and be a voice for other people that want their voice to be heard.
Lindsay does a lot more than just film festivals. Just go to her Facebook page, Lindsay Rose, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y-R-O-S-E. I was going to ask her if she's available for dining and dating for a friend, but of course I chickened out. So next up is
Regina Villegas.
Really, truly an honor to be invited and to be a part of the panel of speakers tonight. My name is Virgilia Villegas, and I started in the hotel industry when I was barely 18 years old. I did not graduate from high school due to an early marriage. I was in an arranged marriage, and I was offered a job at the Beverly Hills Hotel as an event coordinator, and that set off my career as an event planner for the next 30 years. So I became the senior catering sales manager of the Westin Bonaventure Hotel, and then on to the Millennium Biltmore Hotel. One of my clients, my very first clients when I was at the Millennium Biltmore Hotel, was Miss Asia USA. 10 years later down the road, I end up buying the pageant, and here I am now. It's our 33rd anniversary already. So I use, thank you very much. From there, I developed the Miss Latina Global. I used to judge a lot of Latina pageants, and I noticed that these pageants are only speaking in Spanish. So I sat there for hours and hours judging it, and I thought, you know what? It's about time to create a Latina pageant that's just done in all English so that you can cross over to the non-Spanish speaking demographic or community. And then I then developed the Ms. and Mrs. Europe Global. I created a platform where it is an opportunity for all these women to really come out of their shell, to develop themselves, whether in their career or in their social networking.
Find out more about
Virgilia Villegas.
Just type her name in the Google or Facebook, V-I-R-G-E-L-I-A, V-I-L-L-E-G-A-S. All right, let's give all these ladies a round of applause. Well done. Not only was this a women empowering event, it was also the preview of a film called Congratulations, You're Having a Daughter, starring the young and beautiful, talented Bollywood actress, Yamini Swami. Not only do I have a link to that movie's Facebook page, I also have a link to her amazing website as well. You definitely want to check her out. She is Bubba Beautiful and Gaga Gorgeous. Hopefully we'll have the privilege of interviewing her one day. And wherever you're listening to Actors2020Podcast.com, leave us a like, a share, a review, or a comment. We would certainly appreciate that. That wraps up this edition of Actors2020Podcast.com. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.